Helping Hands Press and narration by George ask the question posed by the Declaration of Independence series. Would you have signed? The Declaration of Independence series asks all of us that one soul-searching question. If you were rich, if signing meant defying the world's superpower, if failure meant your family would be left destitute and you would be hung by the neck with your hands tied behind your back until you strangled to death, would you have signed the Declaration of Independence? Would you have risked your privileged life so that others might live in freedom? That was the question facing John Hancock in Volume 4 of this series by Joseph Max Lewis, and in the face of overwhelming odds, he answered, yes. We must all hang together, Hancock said, before almost choking on his disastrous choice of words. Men's faces clouded. They realized they stood on the brink, but could still step back. As had so often been the case, it was Benjamin Franklin who saved him, who saved us all. Yes, we must indeed all hang together, Franklin replied in an equally loud voice. He took a moment to push his spectacles up his nose. Or most assuredly we shall hang separately. The hall burst into surprised laughter. Men now smiled, grimly perhaps, but they lined up and took their turn, signing the most important document in the history of the world. Only Franklin, Hancock thought to himself. Join Hancock, Franklin, Jefferson, and the other founders on one of the most momentous days in human history, July 4th, 1776. Ladies, my apologies, I said, first kissing Dolly's cheek, then brushing Mrs. Yard's hand with my lips. Once seated, I looked around. The table is well set with a matching collection of bone-colored porcelain plates, cups, and saucers, all overlaid with hand-painted wild flowers. Today calls for a bit of extra caution. I placed one napkin on my lap and tucked a second into the front of my collar. Dolly raised a disapproving eyebrow. I'm afraid breakfast stains won't do on a day like today, I said. And that is all Mrs. Yard requires.
The entire city is abuzz, Mr. Hancock. Mr. Lee merely states the obvious, does he not? The Congress voted for independence 2 days ago, so why is there not a declaration? What explanation can one give for the recalcitrance of some members, and will it be resolved today?
Philadelphia was, of course, abuzz with the dramatic developments. Delaware's delegates deadlocked until Caesar Rodney arrived to break the tie. When Rodney heard of the impasse, though on his sick bed, dying of cancer, he arose, took to his horse, and rode from Delaware to Philadelphia, through the night, in a blistering rainstorm. Somehow, the man managed to stay on his horse and arrive late in the morning, in time to cast the deciding vote of approval that passed the resolution. Mrs. Yard, you know well it was not a few members, I said. Because, my good woman, I thought, the entire endeavor hangs by a thread, something I will certainly keep to myself. At the end of June, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia proposed a resolution for the Congress to adopt. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Once it was clear that the motion would not carry unanimously, Samuel and I maneuvered to postpone the vote on the resolution. Originally, I said after a moment, we split 7 colonies to 5 on the motion, and therefore postponed the vote. Who knows what the outcome may have been if we forced the issue, my good woman, and agreed to consider the resolution on July 1 and voted for independence on July 2 if the Pennsylvania Evening Post and the Pennsylvania Gazette are to be believed, Yard replied. Then some continue their endless bickering and nitpicking.
Eggs Benedict, Mr. Hancock.
Yes, quite, right here, if you please. The eggs at least provided a temporary distraction. Mrs. Yard had a point, so I took a moment to gather my thoughts. Yard's house is popular, and thus she is a woman of some influence. How should I respond? We reopened consideration on Lee's resolution on July 1 and haggled until the vote for independence on July 2. But a vote and an actual declaration, something that will be sent to the king of the most powerful empire on earth, is an irrevocable act. Two quite different matters. I managed to work out a compromise with the members on the composition of the drafting committee and appointed Jefferson, Franklin, Adams, Sherman, and Livingston to draw up the Declaration of Independence. In reality, Jefferson will do the writing, but everyone is satisfied their interests will be protected. I chose the others, some under duress, to satisfy the demands of various political factions. In any event, Jefferson's pen has soared. Last night I read the draft declaration, but it is the preamble that both stirs the soul and threatens disaster. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mr. Hancock! Oh, forgive me, Mrs. Yard. The eggs are wonderful. My compliments yet again to the house you keep here. My pleasure, sir, Yard replied. But I hope you will forgive me if I take advantage of the fact that the President of the Congress is here, in my house, at my table, to inquire as to the future of my country. The concerns of a patriot deserve a clear answer, ma'am. I took my time with the last of the eggs. I pushed away my plate and gestured to Philip for my carriage. I hope we will see some significant progress today. The drafting committee, as you have no doubt heard, has been hard at work. I believe it will produce a document that all of us can embrace. Now, you must excuse me, I said, dropping the napkins onto my plate. I'm to open the session at 9 a.m., I hope to see you this evening for dinner, but events may prevent that. I kissed Dolly on the cheek, bowed to the formidable Mrs. Yard, and joined Philip in the hallway. Join this country's founding fathers as they ponder the question, to sign or not to sign, in the Declaration of Independence series, Volume 4, John Hancock, by Joseph Max Lewis. It's from Helping Hands Press and narration by George.com.